President Trump is at his home on his golf course in Bedminster, New Jersey this weekend. Most members of Congress are back in their districts. Before they left, of course, Republicans voted to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. But the vote was close. Many senators have already said they're opposed. NPR senior editor and correspondent Ron Elving joins us. Ron, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you, Scott.
There were so many different claims we heard this week. I turn to you as the voice of reason. Do we actually know what's in the American Health Care Act?
You know, it was voted on 24 hours after it was filed. There was no budget impact score from the Congressional Budget Office. How much would you expect the average member of Congress to know about any mammoth, complex bill like this with a lot of late changes after just 24 hours? You know, Lindsey Graham, the Republican senator from South Carolina, I think he said it best. He says, we don't even know if this baby's a boy or a girl yet.
It just squeaked by the 217 votes to 213. And what does that final tally say?
It says a lot of Republicans did not want to vote for it. They love the hundreds of billions in tax cuts, and they're worried about the hundreds of billions of dollars in Medicaid cuts. As for the rest of the country, people are mostly concerned about those who have pre-existing conditions, and they have been told that this bill is going to put those people into high-risk pools that have very high premiums, but that then it will try to help them meet those costs.
What's the landscape like in the Senate? The Democrats seem to be unified in opposition as they were in the House. What's the division over on the Republican side?
Well, there in the Senate, you've got to calculate also for people who oppose anything that isn't straight repeal. That would be Senator Ted Cruz from Texas and some others. Then you also have Republicans who wouldn't mind just patching up the flaws and smoothing the rough spots in Obamacare and bringing over some Democratic votes. Some Republicans come from states where they have expanded their Medicaid program. And what happens to those millions of Americans, those most of them on low income? Many of the Republican senators are quite vocal on that particular subject. And this bill has gotten over the top in the House with the promise that a lot of individual members needed, that anything politically problematic in it would be fixed in the Senate. Okay? So What promises do you make to the wicked folks in the Senate?
President and Republican members of the House posed for photos at the White House right after the vote. But given what's ahead in the Senate, was this a little bit like popping open the locker room champagne at halftime?
It's also been called spiking the ball at midfield. But this legislation has not really reached yet. It still needs the Senate, yes. Then there's a conference committee that works out some kind of a compromise between the Senate product and the House bill we just saw. Mm-hmm. So whatever that conference does then has to come back to both the House and Senate in identical form and be voted on again. And these are not just procedural niceties. Yeah. These are flat-out necessities.
Let's look ahead briefly to this week. Sally Yates, the former acting attorney general for, you know, about 10 minutes, was going to testify before the Senate, is going to testify before the Senate. What are you listening for when she speaks? And will it put Russia back on the news agenda, especially given today's news out of France?
Well, we'd love to hear some new names. And, of course, we are expecting to hear some new details. We know she'll be restrained in some respects by the classified nature of some of the things that she knows. But we do expect her to talk more about why she knew that Mike Flynn, the former national security advisor who was fired so fast in February, had been talking to the Russian ambassador.
That's NPR senior editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Ron, thanks so much for being back with us.
Thank you, Scott.